What does 12-year-old Jana in that room on that day, what does she need to hear from you right now?
That everything is going to be more magical than you can even imagine.
What a precious girl.
Oh,
So is it true that you're not safe?
not now. It's not true anymore.
Was it true then that you were not safe?
Yeah, to some extent.
What I'd invite you to consider is, who is the you in the sentence? You, as the human you, will never be safe here on this planet. It's just not how it works. Like,
Yes,
none of us
okay.
are, right? Shit can happen. We can walk on the sidewalk and be hit by a
Yeah,
fucking truck or whatever. But soul you can never be harmed.
yes. She comes home, all hoping she'll just pass out and then I can leave. My home was not safe.
What fucking miracle you are. Even believing in a different possibility is
Yeah.
fucking huge. Like, who does that? Most people don't. You chose something different. What a fucking miracle. Welcome to the show, everybody. I got Jenna Big Energy with me here today, and I'm gonna coach her on her business. I don't know what her business is. I don't know anything yet, but we will see what it is and where this conversation goes. Welcome, Jenna. I'm glad to be with you.
Sweet. Thanks for having me, Calvin. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So tell me about yourself. What do you do? What business are you in? Where are you at? What would you like to be? How can I help?
Okay, so I guess just a well-rounded thing about me. Obviously my name, Jenna Big Energy. I am obsessed with everything energy and I guess identity. So I founded
What did you
this
say? Energy and what?
an identity.
And identity. Okay.
Identity. Yeah. So a
Yes.
lot of people, I mean, it is kind of starting to be talked about a lot more on social media now, but identity work is something that's like, it's just one of those things like people just always used to kind of call it mindset. You know, like mindset was like the term, right? Like, oh, whatever. But identity is like a very specific piece of that in terms of, like your true deep-rooted beliefs that are inside of you that have been there from childhood and just like your environment and the people that you've surrounded yourself with and just what you've been programmed, right? And we don't even know that these beliefs are there because it's just always how we've operated. It's our identity, right? And there's so many facets to that. And so once you start kind of becoming aware of these identities that are there, and they're it's all just stories. Like that's all it is, right? Our identity is just a story that we've been programmed to believe through our life and experiences and our lens that we've, been shown. So it's really, really cool work. So like that's kind of what I specialize in. And energy is just a piece of that because I mean energetics is everything. We are energy. Everything is energy. So it just goes hand in hand really beautifully. So yeah, that's kind of a little bit about me. And I started through my own journey of like exploration and like uncovering all these identities and whatnot. I started, I guess, coaching. I don't really like to call myself a coach, though. That's like a big thing because I feel like it puts me above other people. Like, that term where it's like, I know more than you. And it's like, I don't like that because we are all actually divinely connected through energy. So I actually kind of like to consider myself just like a transmitter or like a transmission. So it's like the energy comes through me, the messages, the lessons, all of the things come through me, and then I spread them and share them and, share them with the world. So yeah, about 2 years ago, I kind of officially made it a thing, a business, because I realized that I was doing it anyways. I was literally working with people in my other business. So I've been in like corrective skin and stuff like that for a long time. So through my other business, I worked with a lot of clients and a lot of different people, right? And I realized that every single day I was talking and helping people work through all of this stuff, but I just wasn't getting paid for it. So I was like,
Cool.
what am I
Amazing. And so, where are you at in your business, and where would you like to be?
So I guess like I would say it's still like baby stages because I have like I dream big and I have big like I set big goals. So like for me it's at baby stages. Somebody else might look at it and be like, no, it's not. But so I started 2 years ago, just kind of doing like just casual one-on-ones with people. And then that kind of phased into like packages. And then now I actually recently in the last 6 months have launched a community. So the community is really like close to my heart. It's kind of been what I've been like searching for, because I found that the one-on-ones, like, I love the intimacy of it, but it's just a not attainable for everybody, not just financially, but just like commitment wise and capacity wise. Like, not everybody has the capacity to like every month dive deep, like, for like 6 months or a year or whatever, right? So I found that the one-on-one was just kind of limiting a lot of people getting access to this work and me and whatnot. So yeah, I formulated a community, and I do like one live, really specific. You teach on one specific thing, and then if you're in the community, you get access to all of the replays, you get access to me, all of these things. So that's, I
Okay,
want to promote that. That's right.
so the live is not just for the members of the community, live is for everybody, and then
No, the live,
replay.
you have to be a
Okay,
member. Yeah, you have to be a
got it, okay.
member to get access to the live, but you get access to it as a replay after, because not everybody can
Okay.
make live calls, right? So it just
Yeah.
lives in the
So you
library.
get both live and the replay. Okay. And what's the price point of the community?
44 a month.
44 a month. And how many members do you have?
82, 83, something like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And how did you get those?
Honestly, just through network, like my network of people, just other business. Like, I'm just very, like I said, I have a whole other business as well. So I just like, yeah, just network
Yeah.
of people and socials and
Sweet.
stuff like that. So yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. So is that where you're at, and or is there more?
So that's where things are currently at. My goal is like, I want to grow that community to 1,000 members. Like, that's my goal right now.
Nice. Okay. So 1,000 members on the community. And what else? Do you have anything else in mind, or do you have any other products right now? Do you do
Yeah, I
higher ticket
do. Yeah,
stuff?
I definitely have. So I have like intro. So for anybody that like, isn't ready to like dive into the community or the coaching or whatever, I do have resources. So I have kind of a library full of them, just depending on like, for example, I have a resource that kind of breaks down like if one of your identity things that you're wanting to work on is your money stories, so I have a whole kind of resource that kind of is a very like intro to like, okay, this is where
Free or
you can
paid?
depends on. So that one is paid. I only have, I think, two free resources. One's like an energy, like get your energy back to like center, resource. And then what is the other free one? I have the frequency fix, which is that one, and there's one more. I can't remember what the other one is that's free.
Got it.
I have two free, and then I probably have like 8 or 10, just like, they're just small ticket items, but they're a resource that I've
Like
already created.
$50 kind of thing, or
Like, yeah, 20, 30, exactly. Yeah, 100%.
okay, cool. All right. So what's your big, so 1,000 members, I get that. Like what's the big calling with this business, if you have one?
Like, honestly, it's just like I said, just like taking everything that like comes through me and everything that I continue to learn and have learned, and like helping other people transform. Like, that's what it is. That's what drives me. I just like every single time I have a client that, messages me and they're like, oh my God, I applied this. And then, I couldn't believe how much of a difference it makes. Like, it just, it lights me up inside. I'm like, yes, like I'm so passionate about the work, because I've watched myself transform, and I've watched other people transform, and now it's like every single client, whether it's a tiny little, it seems like a tiny little transformation, but those tiny transformations compound, which is really
Yeah.
cool.
Sweet. Who's your dream client?
My dream client is, so like my ICP is essentially, we actually have her named. Her name's Mara. And she is, a woman that is like on the journey, but doesn't really know. Like, she watches the Instagram stories, she does all these things, like she takes in all this information, but she's like, I don't know how to use it. I don't know how to implement it. Like, I don't know what that means. Like, you know, and like she has the drive to know that, like, okay, some things in my life are not adding up. I know that like things need to change, but I don't know how to do that. Like, I'm a little lost, you know? And I need direction and whatnot. And she's the type of woman that like can be called up. Not necessarily, you know, called out in the sense that like you're doing things wrong and this and that, because that's not my style. I want to activate you. I want to activate you to see your power and know that like it's not you. It's not that anything's wrong with you. It's just that you actually have been programmed to do things, you know, one way for so long. But we can rewrite that book. We can rewrite that story, right?
All right. So cool. That's great. I love it. And is she Mara? Is she a mom? Is she married? Is she single? Is she like, where's she at on the life journey?
Honestly, there is kind of a few different facets to Mara, because identity work is like, it is kind of widespread in the sense that like, just because you're like a mom doesn't mean that you can't want more, or just because you're, you know, the main theme with Mara is that whether you're a mom, whether you're a career professional, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you like, you know, you have the drive to know that like something's off, like something's off with your identity, whether it's your money stories, whether it's your self-worth stories, whether it's your self-trust, whether it's like your relationships in your life. Like there's, you know, five or six key components that it's like, okay, that like things aren't like, I'm not feeling like I'm in, you know, where I should be. Like, I know there's more, I know, you know? And so that's kind of, that's Mara as a core. So her identity in terms of whether she's a mom or like what exactly her career looks like, isn't exactly specific, because Mara can be
Is she an entrepreneur? Is she like a Fortune 500 CEO? Is she a business owner? Is she a homemaker? Is she like, or just all over the board? She can be like homeless on the street.
Well,
or
I wouldn't like know. I wouldn't YouTube, say like homeless. She... I would say there's like a middle ground to, you know, she's either an entrepreneur or she's a career professional, or she's like a working mom. Like those three are kind of like the key components. Like, you know, again, it's not necessarily her career or what, like who she's working or how she's working. It's her drive and desire to know that she wants more out of life. And so, you know what I mean? Her having kids doesn't make a difference. So my ICP is very specific in terms of her, where she's at with her identity and things like that. But it's not very specific in terms of like, okay, does she work for a Fortune 500 company? No, because that's not, you know, I help women of all types of careers. So.
Okay. All right. And you find that is the audience that you're attracting. Like that's how it works out in practice.
Yeah, totally. Definitely as I've been like finessing my content and things like that too, it's like, yeah, that's definitely, it's the type of women that are drawn to me 100%.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So yeah. How can I help? Like what made you want to have this conversation?
Honestly, I literally lead with my intuition. This is literally what I do. So I received the email and it was like, oh, hey, you want to go on Kelvin's? It was like, Kelvin's looking for people on his podcast. And I was like, cool. I love the platform Simplero. I, you know, watch some of your videos sometimes. And I love like how, you know, you started this business and how you, you know, started it from your own passion and your own need to like find that solution for not only yourself, but everybody else. And I was like, I don't know. I feel called to send an email. So I did. So here we are.
Amazing. Here we are. So great. Yes. So yeah, what's been the challenge? What's been the struggle?
What has been the challenge? That's a hard question, I feel like. I guess for me, it was kind of like finding my flow with like, well, I mean, my ideal client, that was one thing, but I do feel like I've like really like finessed that now. Secondly, I guess just like for myself, like I had to work through like some visibility issues, you know, some visibility identity. Secondly, yeah, I don't know. That's a hard question for me. I really don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know what the challenge has been, because I feel like every step that if there has been a challenge, it's like you figure it out. Like, I don't know how to answer that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So okay. I don't know. If you're like, how can I help? I'm like, I don't really know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so you want 1,000 members. If you had 1,000 members, that would make you $44,000 a month.
Yeah. Right? Just on that one offer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, yeah, what's the,
I guess one thing that just comes to mind is like, okay, so as I grow, like my RFW, it's called Rich From Within. So I call it RFW. As I grow my RFW community, like I guess right now I've kind of starting to been thinking about like, okay, so how can I expand this community to like, not necessarily like, you know, make it like I want it to be very simple for people. Like, I don't want it to be this like huge thing that there's like all of these like overwhelming things that they have to do or that they have to find or whatever. I like simplicity because that's what I find that people function best with. And the price point reflects that. But I do want to make sure that like, so for example, I've had people constantly asking me about like, okay, so when it comes to like my frequency, like when you listen to these blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, I had an idea. I was like, maybe I should create like a frequency library within my community, you know? So like things like that, where it's like, I'm getting these questions all the time anyways. So I could create like a resource hub or like have a link to a Google Drive or like however I want to create it, or just like have it inside Simplero where I have the things or whatever. But I'm like, how can I expand this community so that it's not a ton more impact on me in terms of like, I'm not putting in 50 more hours a week into this thing, but also creating more impact for the people that are in the community, you know? So yeah. I guess that could be a question for you. Like, what have you found with, you know, other people using Simplero and stuff like that? How have they expanded their communities in a way that isn't overwhelming for them, but provides impact for their people?
Okay. Got it. Yeah. So let me go back to something you said at the beginning, the thing about like coaching and like the word coaching and being above others and the transmission in that piece. Cause there's something there where there might be an opportunity there just to think about that in a slightly different way where, like you might think about like, you know, Tiger Woods, the golfer, right?
Yeah.
You're familiar with Tiger Woods.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Tiger has a coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is Tiger's coach does Tiger's coach, is he a better golfer than Tiger? Has he won more than golfer than Tiger? Is he like better than Tiger? Like,
yeah,
not necessarily,
no.
Right?
Yeah.
But he has a certain set of skills that are useful to Tiger. He also has the advantage that he's not Tiger. He's not inside Tiger's body, like doing the swing, right? So he has a different perspective that adds value. And so like, and also this is something that I heard Tony Robbins said that I took to heart, which is like he, Tony said at one of his events, I've heard him say it multiple times. It's like, I'm not superior to you as a person, like as a being, but I'm superior to you in certain areas, just like you're superior to me in certain other areas. Certain like areas. People in this room are superior to me in some area, like, and I'm going to be superior to you in some areas. Like that's just normal. Just how it is. Right. So there's no, we don't need to have any hangups about making ourselves better or worse than anybody else or like whatever. It's just like, this is the container. This is the relationship that we're in right now. Like, just like here, like you're far superior to me in so many areas. Right. Yeah. and I'm going to be superior to you in some other areas. And like, but the nature of the container right now here is that you're in my container and my container is like, how can I serve you? So that's just the dynamic that we're in. It doesn't mean that anyone's better than anyone else. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that take on it. 'Cause it is very true. And I think about like, I'm you know, like coaches need coaches too. And I'm the first one to be like, you know, for the last 6 years, I've had nothing but coaches, and it is what has helped me get to this point. And that is part of the reason why I do what I do also, is because I want to be the person I truly needed 6 years ago, 2 years ago, 4 years ago.
So what
Right.
happened? What, how did you get into this business?
It literally was for my own journey. Like it literally, so I went
Yeah, what was
through
it? What was the
like,
journey? Yes.
so I went through, well, prior to going through like a divorce and a separation, I had a lot of childhood trauma that was unhealed, unresolved. I just kept pushing back, pushing back, pushing back. But I knew that I needed to leave the marriage, and I knew that to be able to leave the marriage, I had to do the work, because if I didn't, I wouldn't have been able to leave the marriage. So I started by going to counseling, and then counseling trickled me into energy work and studying energy and the law of energetics and how energy works. And then energy work trickled me and introduced me to identity work. And then it's just been the catalyst. Yeah.
So if you don't mind, can we go a little bit more granular on that? So I'm curious, first off, of like, what does energy work mean to you? Like, what kind of energy? What are we
So,
doing?
essentially, using the law of energetics in your
What is the
everyday
law of
life.
energetics? I don't know
So
what the law of
the
energetics
law of
is.
energy, yeah, no, for sure. The law of energy states, and so everything to do with energy work is all proven. Like it's all science-based. It's all like Newton's law of energy. Like he, this is literally like fucking E equals MC squared or whatever. All of it's been scientifically proven. It's not woo-woo. It's all like neuroscience, scientifically proven. But the law of energy or vibration, some people call it law of vibration, essentially states that everything is energy. So if you take the view on the microscope back, and we are all just atoms vibrating at a really high speed, and everything around us, everything in us, everything is energy. Whether it's a laptop, a cup, us as humans, we're all energy, right? And we are obviously, because we're made up
So what
purely
is
of
the law?
energy.
What does the law of energetics say exactly?
Yeah, so there's actually multiple universal laws that our world actually revolves around, that people have no idea. It's like gravity. So gravity is technically a law. It just exists, right? Like we don't question gravity. Gravity just, like, we know that, like, if I'm gonna drop this pen, the pen's gonna drop. Like we don't question that, right? So there's multiple laws. The law of energy is one of them. The you know, law of gestation, law of cause and effect, all of these things. Like I could go on for days about this stuff, but these are all just like principles of life that
So can I ask you,
operate
hey, can I
behind
pause
the
you?
scenes.
So if I were to say, like, what is it, Newton's second law or whatever that says, like, for every action there's an equal
Yeah,
reaction or
so that's
something
the
to
law of
that
cause and
effect.
effect. That's the law of cause and effect. Yeah.
So if you were to say in a similarly simple way, what is the law of, I forget if you called it the law of energy or the law of energetics. Is there a simple
So
phrase like that?
you can literally, it's just energy. You can just literally call it energy. They call them, they've taken the principles of life and they've
Wait,
named them universal laws.
let's slow
Yeah.
down here. Who's they?
Neuroscience. So like people that have studied like the fundamentals of neuroscience and like the principles of, like, literally this is all just, I don't know who they are. I honestly couldn't give you a name. I don't know. It's just, all I know is that it's all proven. Okay. But energy, the law of energy is just the basic principle of energy. So it's literally just saying
So
that
the law of energy basically says everything is energy. That's the law.
everything's energy. Everything's
That's the law.
everything's energy. And pardon?
That's the law. That's the
That's the
entirety of
law.
the law. It's
That's
like
the law. That's the law.
everything's energy.
Everything's energy and everything vibrates, and we are all energetic beings. So essentially it's just saying that if you're an energetic being, if that's a person's
So
energetic
I'm
being.
100% on board with all those things. I've just never heard
Yeah.
like the law of energy before, so
Yeah.
that's new vernacular to me.
Yeah.
But tell me, like, in more practical terms, like, how do you work with it? How does it apply? Like, what do I do?
So, So it's just essentially it comes from an understanding. So once you understand these principles of life, it's like understanding gravity. Like say you'd never heard of gravity before. Say you right? Like you were an alien that came to Earth and you never understood gravity before. And somebody was like, and you were like, well, why am I like always just planted on the ground? Why can't I float in the air? And then somebody was like, well, it's because of gravity. And that you as an alien are like, well, I don't get it. Like why? And you're like, well, that's just how it works on planet Earth. Like we have gravity. And so you're always planted on the ground. And so essentially that's the same principle to every other universal law that it's called. And like, I really encourage you to like go do some research if you want, or come into my community and learn about all of this stuff. So you become aware. Once you become aware and you're like, okay, I understand now that like, okay, so everything is energy. So it's like when you walk into a room. So now that you understand, okay, everything's energy, she's
So
energy, I'm
Jenna,
energy, this
can
cup's
I let me stop
energy.
you for a sec? So I'm very familiar with the world of energy. What I'm trying to get is Jenna's world of energy, right? So I'm trying to get like exactly how you work with it, like your version of it. Does that make sense? That's what I'm looking for.
Yes, I know. And I'm trying to explain that, but it's kind of hard because it like what I'm saying is it starts with awareness. So that's how so how I teach is I start by creating awareness because that's the first thing. If your floor was never dirty, you would never clean it. If you never seen crumbs on the floor, you'd never clean your floor because you don't have awareness around it. If your car never looked dirty, you'd never clean it. Right?
Got
So
it.
we need to
Yeah.
become
So can I
aware.
ask you? So yeah. So okay. So I just wanted to like because like people like I've in terms of energy, there's like the Joe Dispenzas and there's like the Donny Epsteins and there's the what is like the Abraham Hicks and like there's a lot of like there's a lot
Yeah,
of
so
different paths inside of this.
they all study neuroscience and the laws of the universe, all of them.
So what I'm trying to get is like Jenna's like angle to it. So or like where how do you look at it? That's what I'm trying to suss out here. But that if you don't mind, let's dive into the journey a little bit more. So like what happened? What was it with the divorce? What did you need to overcome or to shift in order to be able to do that?
Well, I'll just give you a perfect example. Like, I'll just give you one example of one of my identities that I became aware of that I was like, oh, I don't want to believe that, or I don't truly believe that. I've just been programmed to believe that. So, for example, I had an identity where, like, I have to work extreme, like, I have to work extremely, extremely hard and like burn out to become successful. That was my story. If I'm not working 100 hours a week, if I'm not grinding to exhaustion, blah, 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 I will not become successful. That was my story. Okay. So I had to rewrite that. I had to realize that, like, oh, that's a fucking story that has been programmed to me, into me since I was young, and that I just chose to believe over and over again. And so guess what? My reality is going to picture back to me because everything from in here is what is actually out here. It has nothing to do with out here. It's all in here. We're a mirror. All we are is a walking mirror. So I had to realize, like, oh, that was a story. Okay. So then I reverse engineered it. And I'm like, okay, baby steps. I'm like, okay, how about I, like, don't work as many hours a week, do this, do that, and see what happens. And then these, like, little things, it's like, oh, I still made the same amount of money, but I worked 5 less hours. Oh. Okay, so now it solidifies that new story that I'm creating, right? It creates the proof, right? And so that's identity work at its finest. There's like literally a million things. Like I give you a million examples around money, around relationships, around everything. Like I had stories around like I wasn't worthy of safe love. I had stories around poverty, money mindset. I had stories around just like so many things that I had to like A, become aware of, B, then begin to write a new story and then take baby steps to create the new story in my external life. Right? So energy is just a catalyst to the identity. So I help people rewrite their identities by teaching them also about how energy works, how the laws of the universe work, because what those help with is they make the other stuff make more sense. So like, yeah, so somebody's like, why is this so hard? Like blah, blah, blah. And then you teach them about the law of relativity and how nothing has a meaning until you give it a meaning. So I'm like, why is that hard? Well, because it caused me discomfort. I'm like, okay, so is it hard or is it uncomfortable? You labeled it as hard. And then they're like, what? Oh, I'm like, yeah, how about you just label it as neutral? How about you just view it as something that just happened and it doesn't need to be hard or easy or anything. It can just be like, it is what it is. And you can take the power away from it and choose to view it as neutrality. And then it doesn't feel so bad, does it? Or like change the verbiage. It doesn't need to be hard. What if it's just uncomfortable? And then it's like, oh, okay. Right. So it's like, that's why I use both hand in hand, is because I'm working with people on their identities. But for them to see their identities and work through the identities more clearly, the actual energy work and the laws of the universe, they help. They help people understand themselves a little bit better.
All right, Jenna. I'd love to invite you to just take a beat, take a breath with me here for a sec. I think you're incredible. I can feel the gravity of the, without you having shared any details, I can feel the gravity of what you work through and what you've achieved, what you've mastered is amazing. Like the way you found your way out of, like you've hinted at, but you haven't shared, but like that you hinted at, like growing up, it was really tough. And the divorce, which I'm sure was like challenging as fuck and scary and all of that. And you found a path here. It's amazing. And I want to say, this is like officially on my podcast. And if you're like, if by the end of this, you're like, don't post this, like 1,000%, no problem. Like, I don't want you to go public with anything that you don't want. But I want to make an invitation right now if you're open to it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Again, I'm here to just go with the flow. So,
Would you be willing to be real with me?
yeah, I'm transparent as fuck. Ask me anything you want.
What I mean by that is like my experience is that I'm asking you questions, and a lot of what I get is like it feels like a rehearsed story. It feels like you're lecturing me on what you do and your methodology, which is cool. I get that. But that's not what we're here to do. I'm here to serve you in the best way that I can. And if it gets, if it gets tough and hard and you're like, hey, this is too much, that's totally fine. But what I'm sensing is a level of how do I say this? There's like a level of defensiveness or a level of like kind of it's like you have to have all the answers or have all the stories or have all like it's like I feel like you're talking at me more than actually being with me in this conversation. That's the feeling I sit with. Does that make sense in any way?
Yeah, no, I totally like understand what you're saying. Yeah, for sure. I guess I just don't really I don't know. Like I don't really know how to answer your questions, I guess, that you're asking me to. Yeah, like I feel like there's like a disconnect, I guess. And so I don't really know how to answer your question. You don't really know how to ask me the right question. I feel like there's like a true energetic disconnect. That's what I feel.
And what I feel is that like I ask a question that I am asking very intentionally, and what I get is like the opportunities to like really sit with that question and be like, oh shit, I don't know the answer to that. And let's explore that together. 'Cause like my whole gig is to ask questions that you don't know the answer to, right?
Yeah,
If
totally.
you already know the answer, we're not getting anywhere new. But then if you, the pattern that I see is this tendency to be like, I need to have an answer, so let me start talking and say something, which then we never get to that other side. So and I'm not judging you for that. Like, there's
Yeah.
nothing wrong with it. It's very human.
No. Yeah.
But the opportunity is like, where did you learn that behavior that you had to know the answers?
Guaranteed my childhood.
Where? How? Can you? Will you go explore with me now? You don't.
Yeah,
Like,
probably
let's see what
through
comes up.
honestly, like I had to grow up really fast. I grew up into addiction. I grew up into all those things. So I always, had to manage environments, right? And I always had to kind of be very aware of, and it comes down to like my nervous
So
system
what's
needing
so
to
hang on, hang on. So let's talk about, so this is great where and again you've done nothing wrong, but you're talking in generalities. So let's get specific. Like, what's a situation where that you comes to mind where you had to know the answer? Or where you had to take care, like make sure things were in order. Let's get specific.
My mom coming home drunk, me not knowing what invite like what
So
mood she would be in.
how old were you?
I mean my whole life, so
Pick a moment. Take a beat. Take a second. Think of a situation. Whatever comes to mind. Let's get really like specific date, specific time, specific event. What happened? Walk me through it.
I guess one that's coming to mind, I guess I was 12. Yeah, just her coming home, not really knowing like what her mood would be. Is she gonna come home already? Picked up booze on the way home. Is she going to come home and then dive into it? So you just kind of are like, oh, you make sure the dishes are done. You make sure this is done. You make sure there's
Okay, so
nothing for her to.
I get it. So let's get slow down even more. So, like, what time of day is it? What are you doing? What's the moment? Does she just like, do you hear the keys in the lock, or is the door open? Like, how does this, like, let's get super specific here.
Yeah, just like in my room, she you hear you definitely hear the door unlock.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm messing with you, but
It's very
I'm gonna
weird
stop
for me
you.
to go back to a
I
specific
know.
moment. I'm like, I didn't sign up for therapy today. I'm
And
like, okay, this
it's
is weird.
good. You can totally back out, and again, we don't have to record this. Sorry, we don't have to publish this, and you can totally be like, I don't want to talk about this. I'm good with that.
It's
That's
not that
okay.
I'm not comfortable talking about it. I think I'm just thrown off guard because it's not,
Yeah.
it's just like when I go to my counselor appointments, I know that that's what's happening, and
Yeah.
so I think I'm like, okay, this is, yeah. So I'm
Yeah.
just like, okay, it's a little strange.
Yeah.
But
I get it.
I'm
I get it.
also open to whatever is meant to happen. Like I am very open to that. So that's why I haven't shut you down yet because I'm very open-minded
Yeah.
and very open to receive.
Yeah.
But it's just, I guess I didn't plan on
Yeah.
going back there today. So I'm
Yes.
like, I'm like, I'm in business mode right now. I'm in like, and then
I
I'm like, oh,
get
I have to
it.
go back to that. That's fucking weird. Okay, let
I
me
get
just.
it. Yeah. I totally get it. Yeah. It's not your typical podcast. No. And again, I totally respect you. You're an awesome human being. You're incredible. Like, Jenna, big energy, not for no reason. Like, I just know that my spidey sense says that there is real gold here. So the reason I stopped you this time was that the pattern that I've noticed a couple times now, where you start to say, and then, I'm in my room, blah, blah, blah. Mom comes home, and then you start to wonder if she's like you start to talk in the second person. Instead of saying, I started to wonder whether she was, I did this, you say you, which is just a simple little pattern that we do to, again, deflect a little and avoid actually being with what's there. So if you're okay with it, like tell me the story again. You're in your room, and then what happens on this particular day at age, Jenny's 12 years old.
In my room, she comes home, and I guess I'm just like waiting up there to just I'm hiding, essentially, is what I'm doing. I'm hiding, and just hoping that, she just has no issues, no whatever. Generally speaking, if she already would come home drunk, then she would pass out pretty quickly. If she didn't, then it might take a little bit longer. But
Are you hoping she'll pass out?
I'm hoping she'll just pass out and then I can leave and like go
Yeah.
to a friend's house, or I can just be left alone for the rest of the night or whatever.
Got it. So Jenna, 12 years old, in her room, she hears her mom come home. I can feel it kind of like the whole bracing in when I picture that, like in my body is like, oh shit, like, oh fuck. What did she make that mean in that moment?
Sorry, repeat that. What did she make that mean?
Yeah.
That my home was not safe?
Yeah, I get that totally. Yeah. What did you make it mean? Did she make it mean something about her, other than like I'm not safe? But what does it say about her that her mom cares more about the booze than her, or?
Like you're asking me about her, or you're asking
I'm
like,
asking, yeah. You about that Jenna at age 12, what would she make it mean about
oh, like
herself?
what the, okay, yeah, that, yeah, that, yeah, it, I mean, I did know at that time that her, like, it was a coping mechanism for herself. Like I
Of course.
did, yeah, I did know that, and I knew that she had her own trauma and she had her own stuff that she was just refusing to deal with, and it was a cover for that. But the 12-year-old me obviously would like felt like, okay, I'm less important than the booze, or I'm not, I guess it wasn't that I was less important. It was that I wasn't important enough for her to try to heal her shit. That's really what it was. Because if it, like, as a kid, it's like if I was important enough to her, then she would just do whatever it took to, but that
Yeah,
wasn't the
figure the
case.
fuck out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally feel that. That's fucking rough. Where was your dad?
He was never in the picture. He left when I think I was two, in between two and three. He also had his own addiction issues, in and out of jail. Just not a great guy.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
What, how did that affect you? When did you learn? When do you remember how old you were when you realized like, oh shit, dad's gone. Other girls have a dad. Like, when did that hit you?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know if it ever, I don't remember a time where I ever, like, I think there was moments where I felt like, again, like if I was important enough that he would just like reach out at some point, or like send my mom some money, or like do something to help us. So I think that there was fleeting moments of like that I was like angry because he like wasn't even like trying to help. But I don't know if there was ever a moment. I don't remember any moments where I felt like I needed him in terms of like, I don't know. I think I directed that energy towards my mom because my mom was there, but she wasn't. So it was like, I need one of you, but I have either of you.
What did you make that mean if you look back now, like unconsciously, what did you make that mean that he wasn't there?
I don't know how to answer that. Yeah, I don't really know.
Clearly, yeah. I mean, I'd imagine like more of the clearly not important enough for him to like even bother, right? There's some of that.
Totally. 100%. 100%.
And I'm wondering if there's like a level of like my needs don't matter, or just like
Oh,
I gotta stay
1,000.
without.
1,000%. Oh, yeah. I developed huge people pleasing tendencies that carried forward into my whole young adulthood with my marriage and everything. Like, I was the person that was always there to be and do and whatever for everybody else, but I self-sacrificed. I never put myself first. I never even put myself second. You know, I was very heavy people pleasing. Just essentially was a doormat to everybody else.
Awesome. Or not awesome, but yes. So,
No, I know
I
what
mean, yes, no, I
you're saying.
appreciate the transparency, the vulnerability here. So you probably agree. Like we've obviously swim in many of the same waters and operate very much in the same ways, like identity work, energy work, all that stuff. The way that I look at this whole thing, like life, business, relationships, everything is really just a mirror for where we're not free, where we're not operating from our soul, where we're still stuck in, I call them mind bugs, but you can call it whatever you want. Like these like identity level pieces, energetic level pieces, whatever that keep us stuck in like still operating from the ego construct, from our conditioning, et cetera. And the whole journey is just everything that happens in life is an invitation to look at another piece of like where we're not doing that. And everything that happens in life, including like the early childhood, is something like where those pieces get installed, like in situations like this, are things that are scenarios that are soul orchestrated before coming here. So it's like, I want to experience what it feels like to live as not safe. I want to experience to feel what it lives with a mind bug that says, I'm not important. Like my needs don't matter. I want to have that experience fully so that I can be like, okay, that's an interesting experience. That kind of sucks. Now let me transcend it and to live in the other place. And that's kind of the whole thing. So the reason I go there is to like really anchor in reality and just be totally present with what is and see the pattern, 'cause there is there's your like there'll be threads there still. So what I'm seeing is like, first of all, like what a fucking brave little girl, and what like incredible work that you've done transcending a lot, right? Like no dad in and out of jail, like mom on alcohol, like dad on whatever he was on. Like it's just like, holy fuck. Did you have sisters or brothers?
I had two brothers. Well, I have two brothers
Have
technically. One is not like he's followed the same path, so he's fully in addiction mode. Don't
How
have
old is he?
any sort of
Older, younger?
contact with him. And then the other one is I do have contact with him, but he's a difficult one. He's difficult. He really refuses to kind of heal his stuff. And so, yeah, we have a relationship, but it's like kind of an eggshell type, walking on eggshells type of relationship.
Yeah. Older, younger?
Older.
Both of them.
Yeah, they're both older. Yeah.
By a lot or a little, were you living in the same household?
I mean, yeah, for a certain period of time. Like, my oldest brother is 9 years older. So we only lived together till I was nine, actually. And then the other brother is 3 years older. And we lived together for a short, like up until I was, I think I was like 12. I think he was 15 when my mom kicked him out.
Wow. Yeah. So around the time that we were talking about before. Yeah. What did he get kicked out from for over?
Oh, he would steal. He would like he was yeah, he was a very like pathological liar. Very much a people
Wonder.
pleaser as well, like in terms of like his groups of friends and people that he hung out with. He would always kind of look for those bad kids, you know, and always kind of found himself in trouble of some way, shape, or form. And yeah, and I think it was the stealing from my mom that she just he started like he stole money from her. He stole lots of stuff from her, so it was just yeah.
And is he the one that you still have contact with?
No,
Or is the other one?
he's
It's
the
the
one
other
I
one.
we, yeah, it's the other
Yeah.
one's the oldest one
Yeah.
that I have contact with, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, take a moment to really take in what fucking miracle you are. Like the commitment and the like, just even believing in a different possibility is fucking huge. Like, who does that? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, most people don't. They just like, okay, this is what it is. Like, okay, we get drunk here. Like, we do drugs here. Like, whatever, we get in jail. Like, I guess that's how it is. Let's go, right? Like, you chose something different. What a fucking miracle. What a fucking miracle. Yeah. Wow. What courage. What bravery. I'm really blown away by you. What I'm seeing is we're like running up on time. Like what I'm seeing here with you is, and it's so beautiful because like that was kind of where you opened with like, I don't like the talk about coaching. It's more the transmission. What I see for you, the opportunity is like, is double down, like really lean into the transmission. And what I'm sensing is this still this like, I need to reference like things, reference the energy thing and the science thing and da da da. I have to like kind of argue for my worth and for my value because the value is in like in the science says this and this says this and it's got kind of, like you're pointing to other authorities versus just be fucking Jenna Big Energy. You're fucking enough. You're enough just being you.
I see
Just
what you're
be
saying, yeah.
here, right? Just be with people. It's fine. Those things are fine. Like we'll reference them, we'll use them. It's not true. It's great. It's valuable. But you, just like you as just you, who you are, is plenty.
And
Yeah.
those things are additives, not what make me or my,
Exactly.
because it is, I mean, not, when you say that, it look what clicks for me is that it wasn't the identity work that changed my life. It was me that made the choice and that, you know, did like it was my power that actually changed my life. Those things were just like the textbook to the right, like they were
Exactly.
just the
The
cat, like
tools.
the extra little piece, right? Yeah, but
Yeah.
it isn't actually what was the transformation. I'm the transformation.
Fuck yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
So is it true that you're not safe?
Not now. It's not true anymore.
Was it true then that you were not safe?
Yeah, to some extent, because it's different as an adult to a kid, I feel like, you know. Like as an adult, I feel like we have those choices. We have the
I
ability to
get
make
it.
different choices, but when you're a kid, you don't have like you have the ability to make the choice, but you don't have the
I
circumstances
totally get
to
it.
allow you to, right?
And what I'd invite you to consider is who is the you in the sentence? Meaning when I
Who's the
ask, was it true that you were not safe? Who is the you? And I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer
So
this. I'm
this is the
like, who
whole game is you as the human you will never be safe here on this planet. It's just not how it works. Like
Yes.
none of us
Okay.
are, right? Shit can happen. We can walk on the sidewalk and be hit by a
Yeah, and get,
fucking truck or whatever. But
yeah.
soul you can
Yeah.
never be harmed.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, no,
Yeah.
I feel that. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. So is
Yeah.
it true that you're not safe?
No.
No. No. Even if it might feel like it doesn't make it true.
Yeah, it doesn't make it true. Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
very human to feel not safe. We all do that.
Yes.
Yeah. And so there
Yes.
might have been a flavor of like, it's like for you as a kid, right? It's not safe to be me, right? I have to like,
Yeah.
duck, shield myself, or be careful what I say in the right way so mom doesn't have a whatever, or like I don't know what she might do, but you know, so it's like the more that you can get, just allow yourself to get like it's safe to be you now, it's safe to just be fucking you.
In every capacity.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
that's really the keys to the kingdom. That's
It
the,
is.
you
It
know.
honestly, it truly is. It is. It's releasing
Yeah.
all of that human construct and just
Yeah.
operating from soul.
Yeah. And when you do that in your content, when you do that in your community, when you do that in the coaching, right? Whatever, just show up, be you, because you're fucking incredible. Like, what a fucking incredible being you are. Like, truly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Yeah. No, I
Yeah.
appreciate that. I appreciate your time. That was very interesting. Very interesting, but
Yeah.
I love that you helped me put my wall down and
Yeah.
put the I came in with a preconceived notion and I,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. People don't know what the fuck to expect here, so totally get
But that's
that.
beautiful. I love that. I love that you like shock the shit out of people. And I'm sure you probably get some really positive responses out of it. And I'm sure you probably get some not so positive responses.
Get a lot of like, oh, I didn't expect to
Yeah, totally.
go
Totally.
here.
But that's cool.
Yeah. So what do you take with you from today?
I take with me to continue to allow myself to be fully visible in all facets of me, not what I think the world needs to see.
Yeah. I love that for you.
No.
Yeah.
And
The
it's right on
world.
track because it's what I've been working on in my identity is my visibility. So it's actually so funny
Amazing.
that this is what it's not funny because it's right on the universe lined this shit up like fucking, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very, very
Amazing.
cool that
Yeah.
it's just another.
What is 12-year-old Jenna in that room on that day? What does she need to hear from you right now?
That everything is going to be more magical than you can even imagine.
Yeah. What a precious girl.
Oh.
Yeah. She's going to be the one to heal her mom and her dad and her brothers and her future kids and the whole fucking neighborhood and beyond. That little fucking girl. Like what spark, right? What's spark that girl had, continues to have, but like what incredible spark she had to have that be how she took on the lessons of life, the hardship that she grew up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all just like it's such a piece of the puzzle, like you were saying, how like you almost like choose it before you know. Like I believe that fully, is that there's like almost like karmic like cycles that need to like finish themselves for you to like elevate, because your next life, like you know what I mean? Like it's like every life that you have after each one. And I know like I've lived like probably 1,000 lives. I know I'm an old soul. So I'm like each life, you know, there's like these karmic things that you have to like finish or like wrap up or whatever to be able to get to the next level in the next life, you know?
Yeah, I like that. I'm wondering if there's like another way to look at it would be like, what if, because what I'm hearing behind that a little bit, I'm totally on board, but also what I'm hearing it is like there is th there are things I have to work on, which is like a version of like there's somewhere to get to, which is like I'm not there yet, which is like it's out in the future somewhere. Like now it's not even just in the future in this fucking lifetime. Now it's in the future in like some future lifetime. Like what the fuck, you know? Holy crap. And like you and I both know time is just an illusion of the mind.
is an
Time
illusion,
doesn't
yeah.
fucking exist, right? So like what if there's nowhere to get to? Where there what if there's nothing to fix? There's nothing to heal for you either. Like you have no more work to do. I want you to get there. There's no more work for you to do. There's just fucking be. And then
There's
shit's
just
gonna come
being.
up and then we deal with that. But it's not like we have to, oh, and I've done this work and that work and that work and that, then I'll finally be. No, fuck that. You're here.
No,
You're
it's
already
a
there.
journey, not, yeah, it's a journey, not a destination.
Yeah. And like next life, like what if each life is its own self-contained thing? It's like, hey, I want to experience what it feels like to be to feel not safe and not important, and I don't matter, my needs don't matter, and I'm like, there's something, probably something wrong with me. I'm not enough. And like, I want to have that experience. Like, let's go. And then you have that experience. And if you choose to, you can choose to experience what it's like on the other side of that. What it's like to just be living from soul. And then the next life, it's not a continuation. It's just, all right. Like, it's like you go to the movie theater and you watch like Mission Impossible 7 or whatever. You go see that movie. It's done. And then you go watch like Heartland series or whatever. And then you watch that thing and then it's done. And then you go watch another movie and it's like, it, maybe it's, I don't know how it is, but do you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of like, oh shit, and there's karmic and I have to like work, like, fuck that. Like,
Again,
let's
like
just be
take
here.
the again, like t yeah, no, I see what you're saying, where you like take all, because like that's the human in us wants to create a container or a or create rigidity around something or create an explanation. Like we need an explanation for something, right? That's the human in us, where the soul in us is just being. It's just in, like, there is no past, there is no present. It's just right fucking now. Being in this moment right now, like, whatever. And what if there doesn't
Exactly.
need to be some sort of explanation for everything? And just, you know, again, just like view everything as neutrality. Yeah. It's true.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as I was saying it before, like you're, whether you want to or not, whether you care or not, but like you doing this work is massively healing for everybody in your lineage, up and down and sideways, which is, I mean, another incredible gift. So many souls in such pain, and no, they don't deserve that. They
Yeah,
don't need
I
to be
feel
alive.
that. I feel that hard. Yeah. I feel like I'm literally doing like the work of like generations upon generations in my family.
You freaking are. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I feel so blessed to have gotten to spend this time with you, Jenna. Thank you so
Thanks.
much for being with me, for being so vulnerable, so beautiful, willing to go there.
Thanks, Calvin. Thanks for cracking me open.
My pleasure. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep me posted. Let me know how this lands, how this like resonates or ruminates over the next week or two.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Looking
Okay,
forward to seeing you
appreciate you.
shine. Yeah. Oh,
Thank
and
you.
one more thing I just want to say, like I mentioned before, like with the content, but like you like telling your story and like sharing like you did here, not in the abstract, but make it concrete, make it specific. You're gonna touch people so much more in your content and in your community. Like it's just, yeah. So much power there.
I do agree with that. I've been feeling, again, this whole visibility thing. It's like there's been so many pieces that have been releasing, and
Totally
like,
get it.
yeah, so it's definitely, there's definitely a part of that where I've been working to, like, you know. So yeah, I appreciate you saying that and acknowledging that, because I do feel that inside of me. I'm working my way to, like, find that. And it's just gonna come as I heal those and just release those, you know. So
Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Wonderful, Jenna. Thank you so much. Keep me posted. I'll
Thank
see
you.
you.
Appreciate
I'll see
you.
you on the internets and on the Instagrams or wherever. What do you post? What's your handle? What are your handles? Let's share people with
It's
people.
literally Jenna underscore big energy on Instagram.
Cool. Great.
Okay.
Cool. I'll follow you.
Thanks, Calvin. Okay, have
Thank
a great
you.
day.
You
Have a
too.
beautiful Friday.